I hear one assignment. Word. I didn't want to know the word in chapter and verse. You know, I want the, when I saw it, that in the word was life. In Christ, in him, man, was life. In the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and in him was life. So I just wanted to get the life that was in the word, because I had tasted of that life. I had that personal encounter with the Lord. That's what he wants, man, in all our lives, more than anything. That's why I come on this radio, man, with these words, man. These words is the more intimate, man, relationship, man, with God to you. To pass your religion, man, and him talking to you, man, personally. To you, to your spirit, to your heart. Pass your circumstance, pass your situation, pass your symptom, man, and speaking to for this little baby on the inside of you. That spirit, man, that's on the inside of you. That's created in the image and likeness, man, of God, man. That's been, man, just on the milk of the word for a long time, boy. Not go up on a man, feed you a little parable now. Why? So that you can grow thereby. So that you can do just like what Jesus did, man. You start growing. What he did, you know, he was born of the Spirit, just like you and I. When we receive Jesus Christ in our lives. There's some of you, man, you know, you say, hey, have you received the Holy Ghost since you, since you believe? And some say, hey, I ain't know nothing about receiving the Holy Ghost. All I know about, man, is going to church, man, you know, and singing in the choir and listening and performing my duties and being a deacon and everything else, you know. I don't know nothing about the Holy Ghost, you know. I know, you know, scripture about it, but I don't know him. I know of him. Say, have you received Jesus, right? Yeah, you say, okay, well, hey, that's another gift God got for you. What? The Holy Spirit, the other member of the Godhead. Now you got the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Majority of the church don't know, man, that some things. Listen, you know the one who's doing the work in the earth today? The power of God, listen, the Father finished. He through. The Bible says in Genesis, on the seventh day, God rested from all his works. Showed you the end first. In the end, you just like him, created in his image and likeness. That's why I say you're becoming. He showed you the destination first. You just like him, created in his image, ruling and reigning on the earth forever and ever and ever. And it's on earth just like it is in hell. That's why I say you're becoming. He showed us that. More than it. Hold on. What are you talking about? I'm talking about boys. God love for his children. Boy, we're just growing up in the things of God. You know why? Because boy, in our day and time, Bible say, man, a great light is shining. What's a great light, man? A person? No. Information, knowledge, understanding, and wisdom. Well, that's what the Holy Spirit doing. He's giving revelation and understanding and revelation knowledge of the word, not just sense knowledge that we derive from our five sense reasoning, but the Holy Spirit, man, give us revelation knowledge of what the Father is saying. Not just what the man say, not just what the prophets say, not just what Isaiah say and Jeremiah say and David and all the stories about all of God, not what all they say about it, and not only even what my pastor say, not even what I say. About God. The more about the Holy Spirit, you hear what God say about what we all say. See, it's one thing to hear what Jeremiah say and the prophets say and everything else and know that. And for you to hear, man, you know what I'm saying and everything else and hope that, man, you know, hey, you know, it ministers to your spirit, man, and stir up your emotions, man. So, but you know what you need to really hear? That's why I tell you, you receive the Holy Spirit. You need to, man, be in tune then, hey, of the Holy Spirit, and you need to hear what he say about what all mankind say about him. Because there's a lot of things that we all saying things, man. But boy, that's a death. Here's how you can know. These are here, the Holy Spirit of bear witness, man. With your spirit and with everything that is the Word of God, you bear witness with the Word of God. I'm going to say that again, you know. When the Spirit of truth comes, he's going to bear witness with the Word of God. What do you mean bear witness with the Word of God? He's going to stand up, man, right along with the Word of God, man. What do you mean bear witness with the Word of God? He's like the contractor. The Word of God is like the material. And all the angelic hosts, boy, our spirit, man, they just like, man, all the kind of the all of the carpenters and everything else, man. What he need? He need material. He need the word. Then, boy, he start, man, building. Start reaching out, man, this contractor, this carpenter group over here, this contractor, the plumber, this contractor. Who do that? He give out this gift, this anointing to this ministry. This gift and calling upon this ministry. This gift and calling upon this ministry. All different gifts and everything else, man. For what purpose, man? To fulfill, man, bear witness, man, of what Jesus said. What Jesus said, they listen, man. As the Father, me and my Father are one. And just as he is, so am I. And just as I am, so are you. I come to show you who you are. Why, Jesus? I come to cleanse you from all your sins. I come to wash you white as snow. And not so that you can get away with sin, but so that you can come to the knowledge of the truth, man, and start growing up, man, and who you really are. And baby, you know what's going to happen, man, and in that, you ain't going to fall in love with Jesus. You're going to grow in love with Jesus. Hallelujah. You're going to grow in love with him, man. You know, and the more you grow in love, this is how you grow in love with Jesus, man, the way he wanted to grow in love with you. He got to grow in love with you. Boy, I'm talking about he just showering his love upon his people, man. I mean, I don't mean to say that. I don't know if I can say that. Holy Ghost, I don't know. I'm going to say it anyway. And if this is me, man. As long as I'm wrong, then please forgive me. But I believe this. I'm right, though. I believe this. Man, know what he's doing? He's loving the hell out of us. That's what he's doing. He's loving all the hell that's on the inside of us, all the shortcomings that's on the inside of us, all the inabilities, all them things that fall short of, man, living far below our rights and privileges. What you talking about? Man, I'm talking about in everything. Most of us, we look at the things that I'm talking about in the natural, in the shortcomings in the natural. All that's a result of our shortcomings that we have, man, in the spirit. If we ever come to the knowledge of who we are as sons and daughters of Most High God and awake to righteousness, man, we can always have sin and tribulation, man. We can always be battling, man, against the dead, man, instead of taking up our battle against the prince of powers and powers and roots of darkness and wicked spirits, man. That man that's come, man, and designed, man, to use those circumstances, situations, and to get us off our path. What path, man? Doing just like what Jesus was doing. What was he doing, man? He was speaking life. He brought sick to him, man. He spoke life to him. He brought, man, those who were in sin, he spoke life to him, man. He brought, man, the worst people to him, man. He spoke life to him. He brought, it didn't matter what kind of person they was, man. He just spoke life to him. He didn't speak no any kind of life to him. He spoke the life of God to him, man. He spoke what God, what you mean? He spoke what God said about them. Not what man said about them. He spoke what God said about them. Hallelujah. What he did, he spoke what God said about you. Know what God said about you? Let's create them in our image and our likeness. Let's give them dominion. And let's give man peace. Let's give him everything they have need of. Who, man? That's the Father. That's the Son. That's the Holy Ghost. I told you the Father finished. Jesus, he come and on our way to that, you know, we lost our place. Jesus Christ come to this earth, man. He got us back on course and showed us how it's supposed to lead. Then he left here. And on the cross, he said, Father, the work that you sent me to do is finished. So he finished too. And he told us right before he left, he said, listen, man, I'm through. You know, now it's on you now. Now you take up where I left off in. I'm going to the Father. It's better for me that I go to the Father. Why? So when I go to the Father, I'm gonna send you back the Comforter, man. And boy, he's gonna lead you and guide you into all the reality of the Word of God. He's gonna put the ice on the cake. He's gonna put the anointing upon it. He's gonna put the power on it. He's the one who manifests it. He just needed spoken, just like he did in the beginning when the earth was boiling without shape, and the Bible said darkness was upon the face of the deep. And God said, let there be light. God let it happen. He said, hey, the Spirit of the Lord moves on the face of the deep. And God said, baby, when God started talking, that's Jesus. Then the Holy Ghost took more Jesus and started creating and bringing in the manifestation, everything that the Father has spoken, baby. He the same. That's how he's doing today. He just looking, man, you know, how he doing everything else, man, with his word. How he saving with his word. How he healing with his word. How he delivering with his word. How he building people up, man, with his word. With his word. He ain't stirring them up. Some will stir you up. And that's a good thing, too, you know. And they all right, they got his place, man, but that's going on in God, man. You need to know some things. You not only need to be, man, inspired by the word and good messages and everything else, they give us hope and everything else, but you need to help them. The purpose for that inspiration, man, is for you to go get you some information. And when you got the good inspiration, that's why I say there's always a place for that. The inspiration message is to motivate us to go get some information. Boy, when you got them together, some inspiration and information, or knowing some things, hallelujah. Before you stay tuned to this broadcast, you're going to know some things. You're going to learn some things. You know, he's saying his word here, man, you know, and that word was to build us up and to give us our inheritance among all those who God has sanctified. So I'm going to say it again, man. When I come on this radio, man, I don't come on here to give you no sermons and nothing like that, man. I believe this with all my heart, man. Like I told you, 40 years ago, there was a radio broadcast that I heard. 15-minute broadcast changed my life. Here it is 40 years later, man. I'm on the radio, man. Doing the same thing, man, that changed my life, man. And hope, baby, that it could just change one person's life. That's all. You know, the struggle and everything else was there. We just changed one person's life. We've been working on. So, boy, it's an honor. It's a privilege. Come on this broadcast, man, and share with you, boy, the love of God. Let me say something right quick right here, you know, for some people, man, and that, you know, the health of the life. So it'd be a little bit of balance here, you know. The Bible says, whom he loves, let me just put this in, you know, for Nathan. Whom he loves, he chastens too. He chastises us too. He spanks us too. But I want you to imagine it this way. I'm talking about a great father. I'm talking about better than any father that we could ever come up with in our mind, you know. That love us, man, unconditionally. That God, the Father God, not God Almighty, you know, the God, the angel, the angel. I'm talking about your Father. How he would chastise you. He would chastise you with the way you think. He would chastise you with his word. The word, it won't condemn you, man. You know, it'll convict you. When it's condemning you, man, I mean, you're putting a beating on them, then, man. You know, that's going close to child abuse. It might be getting close to child abuse. even when he was rebuking them and correcting them, man, and reproving them, man, for the thing that was in their lives, man. I tell you, you were doing it, man, in love. Everything you do is motivated by love. He is love. In him and no darkness at all. And it was, man, and when he was chastising them, man, it was convicting them. Not condemning them. So boy, they come before, man, they come before the judge. They come in and condemn a man, you know, they're making a run from the jury. Why? Because, boy, that's a condemnation, boy. I'm telling you, oh, Lord, that's 100,000 years in the penitentiary. But convicted, man, you know, when you can come before God, man, and when you convicted of it, man, and don't rebel against it, man, you can get pardoned. You can get a second chance. You can get a third chance. You can get a fourth chance. You can get a fifth chance, a tenth chance, a 10,000th chance. But as a condition of that, you can get all them chances as long as you becoming. Long as you becoming. Long as you growing up, man. Long as, man, you repent and you continue repenting and you continue changing and you stay on the potter's wheel. Don't mean you won't be chastised. You know, they go up be in love, man. It's going to correct us. That what man calls us, man, not to change because we're afraid, but change, man, because, man, you know, not because we're afraid of God and God will get us, but change because, boy, we love our God because we see how much he loves us. He ain't going to just let us do no anything. And grow up no anyway and be no less far blessed that do anything he won't do. No, that's in his love, baby, that's a growing up, man. Why? Because, boy, he wants you to grow up just like Jesus grew up in it. He grew in the spirit. Just like you and I growing up in the spirit. And then, boy, one day after growing up in the spirit, the Bible says, boy, he was about 30 years old. And his cousin, John the Baptist, was conducting the old-time baptismal service down at the Jordan River. The boy, he saw Jesus coming, he said, behold, the Lamb of God, who taketh away the sin of the world. Boy, he saw him coming, man. And boy, I'm talking about Jesus, man, submitted and went down into there, man, and he baptized upon that ministry. That's why I couldn't judge no other tell you that first. Because all the fans, the Pharisees, bishop, and the Sadducees, they was all preaching, man, a message and everything else and a word from the Lord because they had the prophets and everything else. But old John the Baptist, man, he was preaching, man, a different message than them. He was preaching to the people, repent, glory to God. For the kingdom of God is at hand. All of the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And when Jesus Christ came, boy, he joined that church. That's what he did. He went and got baptized by John the Baptist, not by Charles, not by Sanhedrin Council, not by them, not by that man, not by the rabbis, man. No, he submitted himself unto a boy. He committed himself unto man who his real calling was, man, and what his real purpose was, man. John the Baptist, man, because John the Baptist, man, preaching the same thing, boy. Made it repent, why? For the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And boy, when he saw him coming, boy, he said, hey, look at that. Behold, the Lamb of God. That's him. The Bible said he was baptized in the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. He was baptized in the Holy Spirit, man. After he was born of the Spirit, just like you and I. After we received the Spirit, just like you and I received the Holy Ghost. Then after he started growing in the Spirit, just like you and I, growing in the Spirit, man, growing in the knowledge of the world, growing in the Word. Then boy, one day he was baptized in the Holy Spirit. They love that. I'm not talking about baptized with the other day of speaking in tongues. I'm talking about born the Word of God, man. He took the Word of God, the Holy Ghost, to take the Word of God and baptize your whole your whole way of thinking, man. Well, you want that don't mean you don't think like that, but I'm talking about boy. But you, the Bible said it this way: you'll be in this world, man, but you won't be of it. Well, I said, boy, that's the baptism of the Holy Ghost. When you take your the Word of God, man, that God gave us, man, and man, I'm talking about begin to wash us, man, cleanse us, man, cleanse what, man, cleanse your soul, man, your mind, your thinking and everything else, wash you in the Word of God, man, and empower you That means, man, that's what I was talking about a couple of weeks ago, man. What about the gifts, man? In that baptism, man, he baptized you in righteousness. He baptized you in holiness. He baptized you, man. I'm talking about, man, your whole way of thinking and your whole way of seeing things, man. You get to a place, man, you know, you won't be worried, man. You won't be. I don't know what I'm saying. I just know this, boy. What that boy, that's the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Well, your desire then, man, is to, hey, you don't be just a member of a church then. You become, man, a servant in the kingdom. Man. You become, man, a servant unto the law. You ain't no servant. You a son. You start serving, man. You won't be just, man, a church member that go to church, man, just on Sundays, man. You know, every time you can give your service and your worship to God, man, you become on fire for God. You want to do things. You want to see your community change. You want to see, man, lives change, man. You want to be used by God, man. You want to help God. You want to get in on what he doing, glory to God. That's the baptism of the Holy Ghost, man, where you want to become a servant of the Lord, dear. You want to do something to help, man. You become, man, not just a hearer of the word, man, but a doer of the word. You become a doer of the community, man. We begin to love one another and lift one another up and build one another up, man. Well, that's the point of the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And boy, when he was baptized in the Holy Ghost, know what the Lord said, man? Everybody say, then he equipped you then. He said, hey, behold, that's my son right there. Hear ye him. That's my boy right there. You didn't hear it every day, you know, everybody else is saying everything else. And all the problems and everything else, boy, well, that's just me. That one there, man, that's me. Hear ye him. Here's the one right here, baby. You need to hear. You need to hear what you think, man. The Sanhedrin Council and the Pharisees and the Sadducees, man, was meaning some good word and everything else. Yeah, that was my permission, will. But boy, hear him. This is my perfect will here for your life. Hear ye him. The Bible said, boy, then, boy, he was filled then. The Bible said he was filled with the Holy Spirit. But what he did then, he was filled. Then he started loving like God loved. He started wanting to bear word. He started, man, publicly declaring the message. He started reaching out. He thought, he didn't want to help God. He'd be on fire for God. Why? And then what happened, man? You feel with the Spirit. That's what happened to Jesus. The Bible said the Holy Spirit was just sitting upon him like a dove. And the Father said, this is my beloved Son. Hear ye him. Amen. The Bible said he was filled with the Spirit. And the Bible said this next. And after being filled with the Spirit, like this, then he was led of the Spirit into the wilderness. Number one, born of the Spirit. Number two, he received the Spirit. Number three, he began to grow in the Spirit. Number four, he was baptized in the Spirit. Number five, he was filled with the Spirit. Then number six, after being filled with the Spirit, then he was led of the Spirit. Hallelujah. That's where the test comes in. Lord told me. That's where I find myself at, man, you know. And the last few of them, man, hey, what, man, you know, you can't get to a strong man's house and squat is good until you first bind up the strong man. And Adam had gave the sovereignty and dominion and authority that God gave him over our earth to the devil. And the devil was the god of this world system. And you can't go into the devil's house and just take his stuff, man, until you bind up the devil. So the Bible say after he had went through the process of becoming, grew in the Spirit, grew, instead of just being born of the Spirit like many Christians are, he grew. That's what God wants for us, to grow, becoming. He grew all the way up through that divine process. And then after, man, he put the devil on his feet, I would say then he returned, watch this here. The Bible say this and we're closed. Then he returned in the power of the Holy Ghost. And from that time forth, he began to publicly declare, preach, or repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at your hand. And he said he wasn't just preaching it with enticing words, man. It wasn't no sermon. It was in demonstration. and in town. Hey, Lord, boy, I'm talking about, man, the people thought, well, the people started coming to him, man. They started flocking around him, man. You know why, man? Not because he was going out there trying to clean up the fish, man. You know, he was going out there catching fish, and he was using good bait, man. He appealed to the people's need and to their desire, man. See you over there who are down and out, yeah, come on over here in the kingdom with me, man, you know, and what God has for your life. And I promise you, you won't be down and out no more. You who are thirsty, man, and heavy laden and tired of just going around in circles and seem like life just beating you down and, man, look one way, two steps forward, five steps backwards, man, and just life is a, you can come into the kingdom. I promise you, you'll find rest for your soul. He said, my yoke is easy, my burden is light. Say, he was saying that, the Bible said he returned in the power of the Holy Ghost. And boy, he began to proclaim to the people, man, that all of the kingdom of heaven, everything that I'm talking about, man, everything that I've been talking about, hey, because of what I've done, man, because of what I'm going to do and clean you up, because of God's love for you, all that you lost in Adam, all of the kingdom of heaven is going to be restored back to you. And when you hear that gospel, when you hear that gospel, what gospel is that, Arthur? This gospel of the kingdom that got to be preached in all the world as a testimony to every nation, Bishop. Then the end going to come. When, man, when this gospel of the kingdom, what's this gospel of the kingdom? God's love for his children. That he was inspired by a boy, by his only begotten son. And he made him a family like that, boy. And then he lost his family. He got his family back. And, man, he restored back. He cleaned them up. And now he's just bringing them to the knowledge of the truth. That's why I come on this radio broadcast to tell you that we come to bring you, man, quality knowledge. And listen, I'm talking about, and then there's a bit of quality knowledge that we're talking about. That's just a drop in the bucket. As time goes on, man, the knowledge is getting more and more and more quality, more and more. And we just continue, man, growing on and becoming who we are till we get to a generation who walking and talking, the church I'm talking about, just like Jesus did, man. Until then, man, hey, we find out who we are, we do our part in enhancing it, man, and then we move on off the scene, man, for the next generation, man. And it's just God, man, doing his work through us. That's what the kingdom of God is, what God is doing for us and through us. And what that will do, man, is allow us the privilege to help God extend and expand his kingdom on the earth. Hey, I know my time is just about up. Yes, indeed. Listen, it's an honor and a privilege to share with you. Let me close by just saying this right here. When he returned in the power of the Holy Ghost, that was it. That's what he called us to do. Hey, listen, stay tuned. God has great things in store for you through this broadcast. My wife and I, we count it an honor and a privilege to be able to just come on you here and just plant seeds into your life. That's all God is doing to us. He's just scattering seeds, man. And I trust that the seed that he's scattering in our lives and into your lives, man, is good ground. I hear you. In due season, hey, listen, I know he's going to reap. So what I'm going to do is this. I'm going to continue to come on here, man, as much as I can and just plant the seed. Then I'm going to go home and go to bed. You know, and God's going to give the increase. First the blade, then the ear, then the corn, then the harvest time. In other words, you and I becoming who we already are. Mighty men and mighty women of the Most High God. Sons and daughters of the Most High God with a purpose and a destiny, man. And it shall be in our lives here on earth just as it is in heaven. That's the will and purpose of God for our lives. Hey, I love you with the love of the Lord. God bless you, and we look forward to talking to you next week. Again, it's always an honor and a privilege. I think my time is up. I love you once again. God bless you.
We at Kingdom Life Fellowship Community Ministry would like to thank you for allowing us the opportunity to serve you and your family. We trust that the messages on these